Now time for a locker room chat with Riverside boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster after a couple games and a Christmas break as well. And coach, a couple of overtime games, both of them not going your way in league play. What are some things that maybe you'd change if you could?
Yeah, that's not the great morale booster right before going into Christmas break, dropping two games in overtime. But I think, like I said, it's you know what our kids need to do when they got a lead up two with 2.5 minutes. You know, we need to probably sharpen that up and kind of what our expectations are there. But honestly, looking back, I probably needed to change some things up defensively instead of just, you know, sprinting back and trying to play the best half court man-to-man defense that we can and boxing out. And so really, you know, I kind of trust our half court man-to-man defense. I need to, you know, maybe start mixing things up a little bit to try to get a few more transition baskets. But we, you know, we've scored points in both those games. I mean, we got over, you know, between 50 and 60 points. So offensively, things started looking better. We started making more shots, but I think defensively, I could have done a better job coaching and mixing some things up there.
And Coach Tyzel Harrington back for you guys. How do you feel like he did as he played in that Hiawatha game?
Yeah, and he did. I mean, it's a little bit easier to set things up offensively. I think he was our leading scorer in that game with 17 points. So he played well, probably a little too up and down emotionally for his first game back. He's going to need to get that a little bit under control, which I think he will. I think it was just a high intense game, and but he played well and defensively did, you know, got a few steals for layups that should help us. Even, you know, he'll help us push the ball in transition and get the ball to baskets and get some easy layups for us. And that's kind of what we need is to kind of have someone that can penetrate and finish and penetrate and kick and for some open shots, and he'll provide that stuff for us.
So coming out of the break, you guys are 1-5, 0-4 in league play. You guys have Perry the Compton coming up. What are some things that you think you're going to have to fine-tune as you guys wrap up the break and get ready for the second half of the season?
Yeah, the last couple of days we've just been really hitting our man offense, you know, as hard as we possibly can. We're working on a little bit more transition basketball and pushing the ball up the court. And like I said, we just need to, you know, trust a little bit more of some press, some 1-3-1 half court stuff, maybe a little bit more zone at times. I think, like I said, I think the next couple of days we're really just going to focus on defense and kind of fine tune some things that we might be good at. You know, last year we were kind of in this similar situation, and there was a extremely good Perry LeCompton team, extremely good Holden team, extremely good Nemaha Central team that we were kind of looking down the road at in these three games, and then we kind of hit our groove at the midseason tournament and kind of took off after that. So I do think we are, these next three games for us in the Big Seven are going to be, you know, highly competitive games where we feel like we can go in there and really compete and get a few wins, hopefully, before the midseason tournament.
So at Perry, Nemaha Central at home, and then Holton at home, some big games for you guys, as you said, before the midseason tournament. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and best of luck coming up here on Friday.
All right, thank you.
That was Riverside boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by MCON of Wathena and Euler Law Office.